My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's great to have actually two baseball teams that are going for it. And that's what I feel like. And I felt like last week there were some major moments for the Mets. I feel like now all of a sudden there have been some major moments for the Yankees over the weekend up in Boston. The Mets, not so much. They fell flat against a team that came in losing 5 in a row, I believe it was. The Braves were on a losing streak. They end up losing the first game and they end up winning the next 3, which was the Mets just aren't there yet, you know. And whether it be pitching or in this case, it seems to me, it's like the bats went cold all of a sudden in one of the most important homestands of the season, which is really unfortunate. But on the other side of all of this, and with the trade deadline looming, both teams and a lot of teams in the in Major League Baseball are all now involved. I mean, I couldn't believe when you look at the list of players that have been traded, the amount of players that have been traded. Everybody thought this was going to be a dud of a trade deadline. It has been anything but that. It's been player after player after player, and I think the Mets are being smart. I think David Stearns is being really smart. And I also think that Brian Cashman is all in at this point. I think Joel Sherman writes a really good column this morning. I usually don't talk about those things, but he does make a very good point as to where the Yankees are and what they're trying to do. And I remember, I think you said it right at the beginning of the season when they made that, when the trade for Juan Soto was announced. You said it, this is an all-in year for them. No matter what the situation is, this was going to be an all-in year. That's an all-in move. And I think that that all-in move is being, again, you know, Joel Sherman's talking about it in his column, just how difficult it is now for Brian Cashman to let go some prospects, to bring in older players that, you know, hopefully, you know, are going to play to the back of their baseball card and are going to fit into where they feel like they have weaknesses. And of course, everybody needs bullpen help. Everybody needs a starting pitcher here or there. And this is not a fire sale by any mean by the selling teams.
No, it's not. And I like the way that David Stearns, knowing that everybody needs bullpen help, has been able to pull off a couple of moves that I think are really going to help them in the bullpen. And one was a couple of weeks ago with Maton. So he continues to identify those players and bring in Winker is something that's very, very interesting and really helps them from a depth standpoint and his history with the fans. But, you know, this Chisholm move is something that I don't believe they would have done in a year that wasn't an all-in year, because, I mean, the Marlins were done with him. Like, he is someone that was built on a reputation early on, and then he sort of rode that for a while and has not played great baseball the last couple of years. He was on the cover of MLB The Show. And
Chaz Chisholm.
He just sort of has been overrated in a way, and then you hear some of the rumblings about him being like a kind of a wacky clubhouse guy, and then he poured that Gatorade on that female reporter, and it seemed like the Marlins were done with him. So it's like that doesn't feel like a guy that Brian Cash would bring in midseason. But I think the reason why he identified him and brought him in and saw that he was available and made sure he got him is because they needed someone different with an edge to shake things up.
Exactly. And, you know, the interesting thing, I think, from Brian Cashman's standpoint is like, okay, we got Juan Soto and we have Aaron Judge here. Those guys, I mean, he's got to defer to them, doesn't he? I mean, he's got to defer to who they are in the pantheon of MLB stars. And, you know, when you think about the Yankees, they still, in the American League, they are right there. They have 62 wins. Cleveland has 63 wins, and Baltimore has 62 wins. So they are right smack in the middle of it, thanks to, in large part, to a great start to the season. The last 2 months have not been great. We know that. But the last two wins for the Yankees actually have been really good, taken to straight from the Red Sox. So I don't know. They are all in. They have been all in, and there's no reason that they shouldn't be all in. I mean, and this is the thing for us is, like, the Mets are, you know, how are they going to be? Are they all in? And, you know, in the middle of the week, hey, they had the number one wild card spot. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they're right there on the cusp of losing that wild card again. You know, this is going to be the Mets season. You know, it's going to be up and down the whole way. And that's why 162 games, you can't make declarative statements when you're 100 games into the season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.